Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the impeachment hearings wrapping up on Capitol Hill. What's the next phase? We're about to find out. But I'm curious as to whether folks who have been in the national security apparatus of the United States are worried that there have been things said that are troubling or revealing in a bad way. And Colonel Cedric Layton is the former Joint Chiefs of Staff Deputy Director, former Air Force Intelligence Officer, and now the president of Cedric Layton Associates, joins us pretty frequently. Listen, what's your quick take on what has occurred over the last 2 weeks? Is this a disaster? Or does it reveal kind of an ugly side to American foreign policy? Does it indict the president? What do you think?
Well, John, it certainly reveals an ugly side to foreign policy and politics in general. One of the huge issues here is the way in which there were at least two channels that were at work in the Ukraine. And in this case, you have Rudy Giuliani, of course, was implicated in a lot of the testimony this week, and you have the foreign service officers and the professionals in the National Security Council in the White House trying to really run fairly bipartisan foreign policy in Ukraine. So the way in which the hearings unfolded, it's pretty clear that there were things that were done that, in my view, were politically not correct and also legally questionable. And that's where the whole impeachment piece comes into play, because if things are legally questionable, then you have to find out who's doing that. And a lot of roads, a lot of fingers are pointing toward the president himself.
Well, tell me what rises to that level of concern for you. You tend to shoot pretty straight with us on the air. So what specifically jumped out at you as maybe inappropriate, maybe illegal?
So in terms of procedures, the phone call between Ambassador Sondland and President Trump, not only the way in which it was done over an unsecured telephone in a public place, clearly that became something that puts the conversation at risk of interception by Russian and other intelligence services. So that in itself is not an impeachable offense, but what it is certainly a procedural issue. From a legal standpoint, when you look at the really big picture here, what we're seeing is the idea that you're getting into using a domestic issue, an election specifically, and trying to gain foreign influence over that to your advantage. And that's the real problem here. That in itself, based on the testimony of several of the witnesses, it is something that at the very least calls things into question. So when you look at President Trump's, apparent direction of all of this, and, everybody seemed to point to that, at least most of the witnesses did, even through second and third hand information, that then becomes a real problem, because there are ways that he can find out things and that he can gather dirt on the Bidens without involving foreign government, in this case, Ukraine. And that, becomes part of the issue. The other part, of course, is that he apparently leveraged or tried to leverage the effort to obtain that information, made that contingent on providing aid to Ukraine when they're in fact engaged in a hot war against one of our big great power rivals, and that of course is Russia. So it's one of those areas where there are a lot of different aspects to it, but the one thing that sticks in my mind is the fact that what the president president was directing here seems to have benefited Russia, and that does not help U.S. interests abroad, and it certainly doesn't help, a lot of the efforts that we've made to democratize that particular area of the world.
Well, it was interesting, part of the testimony from Fiona Hill yesterday, I laughed out loud, which wasn't a good thing, when she said Russia is trying to undermine the American public's confidence in the presidency. And I thought in the back of my mind, well, that's exactly what it seems Democrats are trying to do as well. That's something the two of them have in common. I'm curious, though, if I can drill down on your concerns about the dig up dirt on the Bidens. One of the things I've been saying on the show, and push back if you disagree with it, is that Joe Biden, just because he's running for president and he used to be a vice president, that doesn't inoculate him from being investigated. I mean, if the evidence is out there that there might have been a problem when he was in office involving him or people around him, what is the president just supposed to be coy about it and not use that name in the call? What am I missing?
Right. So that's it depends on who the call is made with. So, you're talking about when you go to the original phone call that everybody started talking about, the July 25th phone call between Ukraine's President Zelensky and President Trump. The part that's concerning is the do me a favor part, where the President of the United States, in essence, is asking President Zelensky to look into things. And of course, it's couched in, a bit of a, mysterious language, but covered language, if I can use that term. So that's the issue. And you're absolutely right. The Bidens are not immune from investigation. The question is of whom the ask is made. I guess I could put it that way. And the issue here is he should have never asked Zelensky for that. If he was interested in digging up dirt on the Bidens, he could have kept it in political channels and solely, done it in those channels, using people through the Republican Party or, something like that, to do classic opposition research. To bring the levers of government into it, does become a bit of a problem, but that's what the Department of Justice is for. And if there are independent looks into what Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, did in Ukraine, it could potentially have benefited from, his father being vice president. And by all means, it should absolutely be looked into. But the problem is, whom did the president ask? And, what were they trying to do? And if they were trying to make the aid contingent on that investigation happening, that becomes a very problematic issue, both, from a legal standpoint as well as from a policy standpoint. So that's the issue right there.
It strikes me that a lot of presidents have had surrogates that they have commissioned to go do work on their behalf, maybe officially with the political component. I mean, Bill Richardson, the former governor of New Mexico, was often sent out to go do work with North Korea and other countries because of his work at the UN. And then Jimmy Carter, he's been trotted out by Democrats on a number of occasions. Do you think Rudy Giuliani was doing something that was unusual here, or has his involvement been politicized, or maybe he's being set up to take the fall? What do you think?
Well, I think the third is definitely the possibility. And I think that, when you look at, so he could be taking the fall for, what other people have done. That's one thing. But he's also, he's been pretty actively engaged in things, both in the public sphere and in the background, or what, it seems to be the background until it becomes public. So, yes, presidents have absolutely used other people to do things. And, when you look at testimony earlier this week with Ambassador Taylor, he very specifically said, oh, yes, it's absolutely possible for presidents to use other channels. Mm-hmm. The problem comes into play when those channels don't work well with the official channels. Now, there's a lot of history where things like that don't work out, where the official channels are really resentful of the unofficial channel,
right.
And there can be problems with that. But the huge issue here is that the channels were diametrically opposed to each other in terms of policy goals and those kinds of things. So that becomes a big issue as well. In essence, the unofficial channel hindering what the official channel and stated policy was supposed to be. And that stated policy was approved by Congress. So that that becomes, a real issue. So the politics of this, play out on the geopolitical chessboard and, in essence, have given Russia a huge advantage, which, is in concert, of course, with what Fiona Hill has been saying in the testimony yesterday.
And in the meantime, Russia's kind of laughing at us and enjoying watching the internal consternation, regardless of who the president is. I think they've got to be very pleased that we're in disarray here. And I got to go, Colonel Cedric Layton, I really appreciate it always. Former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Deputy Director, and now the president of Cedric Layton Associates. Thank you.
You bet, John. Anytime.
7:16. We'll be back with more in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!